Vectus Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Hello, I'm Kitty. We're talking health. In this podcast, I'll be chatting about looking after you and managing tiredness. Do you feel tired? Is this usual for you or is it something new? In the last few weeks, I've been chatting in virtual land and on the plethora of technological platforms available to us. One thing has struck me about so many people I've come into contact with. The words are tiredness, weariness and fatigue. I'm not talking about being just tired after not sleeping very well for one night. What I mean is the kind of tiredness that permeates throughout the day, most days for some people at the moment. I wondered if it might have something to do with the somewhat long-term situation we find ourselves in, a sort of pandemic fatigue, as it were. So I asked some friends and learned colleagues what they thought about this. The majority of people I spoke to said they were easily tired right now and they weren't sure why. Suggestions on reasons ranged from being at home, changing routines, feeling stressed about what's going on around us, working from home, educating children at home, and all sorts of other things. The most striking thing I found from many people was that it could be seasonal, i.e. winter. Darker days, colder weather, poorer focus, and poorer motivation to do things. It's clear that there's an element of lockdown fatigue, as it were, and a feeling of Groundhog Day some days. Winter months can be difficult at the best of times for a lot of people, due to shorter days, cooler temperatures, and darker mornings when you just don't want to get out of bed. So what can you do to help yourself when you're tired on a regular basis? Firstly, if you're having persistent tiredness and possibly other symptoms too, it's advisable to have a chat with a medical professional to eliminate some conditions that could cause tiredness on a continual basis. Other things you can do to help yourself are go outside for a little while in daylight. It's not usually sunny that often at the moment, but go and be in daylight in the natural world for a bit of your day. Could be something as simple as taking a cuppa outside and just being in the moment, the here and now. Eating nutritious and energy-giving foods and a healthy balanced diet and trying to limit a little bit those yummy sugar-laden snacks. I think we all know about those, don't we? The other thing is exercising as often as you can. Even a short walk, if you're able, will provide a bit of an energy boost. Sleeping. Trying to sustain a good sleep pattern can be a tricky one, I know, but you will feel so much better if you sleep better. Next, motivate yourself to do something new every day. Even with current restrictions, there are so many virtual things you can do. The big one now, reducing stress. Now there is a critical word. Living in the world at the moment does bring added stresses, doesn't it? It's easy to feel overwhelmed, and that makes us feel tired. Find the best way to address your own stress. There are so many ways to find that. One size does not fit all when you're dealing with stress. Finally, a little tip someone once gave me. Let go of the things you can't control and save your energy for the things you can control. Until the next time, bye for now.